Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose.
You know it's Taz and Moose. Hey. Rolling right along here on this Friday morning. A good Friday to one and all. It is Taz and the Moose with you right here on CBS Sports Radio. As we're coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios. National mortgage lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Can't play a talking number to call 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227.
Attention hotline fans.
Mikey B, Pete the Body across the way. AB with your update, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 to 6 Pacific we go, Monday through Friday, right here on CBS Sports Radio. We thank all of our affiliates and also Sirius and XM 206, the app, Sirius XM app, channel 206 as well. Hit us up on Twitter and Instagram, at Taz the Moose, at Mark Malusis with one C, and at Official Taz with one Z. So there you go.
Yes. We're rock and roll. Finally talking a little football.
We are.
It's preseason. We're having fun talking football.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes. You can save 15% or more on car insurance. So we talked a lot of Mayfield and Saquon Barkley in hour number one. We kick off hour number two up in Buffalo, New York, as it was the Carolina Panthers visiting Taz, your Buffalo Bills, and interesting exchange between Cam Newton and Kelvin Benjamin during the course of the pregame festivities before this game kicked off, I think, shortly after 7 o'clock last night. And Cam Newton was clearly a guy that might rub some people the wrong way. Kelvin Benjamin, a former Panther wide receiver, now a member of the Buffalo Bills, was critical of Cam, as we discussed. Was it late last week, I believe it was?
Yeah.
Was critical of Cam Newton. Let's hear from Benjamin talking about that pregame exchange between him and Cam.
I mean, I was just moving on from it, I guess.
What did he say to you?
Cam. I mean, that's serious, really. Moving on from it.
It looked like you tried to walk away from him a few times.
Huh?
It looked like you tried to walk away from him a few times.
Yeah, just moving on from it.
You didn't want to get into it.
So. Yeah.
What was he trying to say to you?
He didn't know how many he was trying to listen.
Well, look, yeah, you can't blame the media. I mean, some of the questions are kind of stupid, but yeah, they have to ask those questions. Those guys have to ask those questions. That's the right thing to ask. I mean, because there definitely was a tense exchange between Cam and Benjamin in the middle of the field, for sure. I'm just surprised, not surprised that this happened, just surprised that it happened like pregame of the first pregame, preseason game, that this wouldn't happen behind the scenes, or maybe they would text or talk to each other on the phone. But there's obviously some heat there, for sure.
Well, yeah, there is. And you know, if I'm Cam, I give him credit. Yeah, you know, I do give him credit. He doesn't avoid it. He goes up to a former teammate who's now a member of the Buffalo Bills. That former teammate painted him in a poor light and was critical of him a few days ago. And if I'm Cam Newton, yeah, I'd go up to him and I'd want some answers as well. Listen, when Kelvin Benjamin was healthy coming out of Florida State and that initial year with the Carolina Panthers, he was Cam Newton's go-to receiver.
Yeah.
So if I'm Newton, I'd go up to him and say, what the hell's your problem?
Right.
Why are you painting me in the light? And maybe Kelvin Benjamin has every right to paint him in the light. Maybe Kelvin Benjamin's bothered that he's no longer a Carolina Panther and he's currently a Buffalo Bill. I have no idea what the issue is. And maybe everything Kelvin Benjamin hinted at is true. I mean, I've never played with Cam Newton here, Taz, but I will say this. I do give Newton credit because he could have avoided it. He went up to it during pregame festivities when they were warming up and going through their pregame ritual. He's got the earbuds in. He walks up to Benjamin. I think Thomas Davis was there as well.
Yeah, it was.
Cam Newton basically says, let us have a mano conversation here. And they got into it to an extent. Nothing got physical.
No,
there was a quizzical look on Cam Newton's face when they're exchanging words. But I do appreciate, instead of letting it sit, a guy addressing a problem when there is a problem.
Yeah, the only reason why, I mean, I agree with you. Okay, I think Cam Newton did the right thing. Like I said earlier, though, I'm just surprised it happened in front of everyone in the middle of a football field before a game, the first preseason game of the year. But that's not Cam Newton's fault. Okay, Benjamin's the one who brought it, who made it public way back when he came to the Buffalo Bills and, to your point, said those things about Cam Newton, which I got to be honest, you can't do that. So he made it public first to Benjamin, so Cam Newton made it double public and went in his face publicly and said, what's up? I respect that, and I also respect that both these guys are really not saying, basically, they're saying just brothers having a conversation. These guys might still be friends. You never know. It might just be some heat there, and then it just blows over. I mean, I don't blame Cam. I'm like you. I agree with you for going up to him because Kelvin Benjamin's the one who made this public initially. I'm not a big fan, dude, of when you have sour grapes, when you play somewhere or work somewhere for a certain amount of time, and then you leave and you complain or rip that place. It looks hypocritical, and you look like a schmuck. Because why did you stay at that? How long did he play? How long was he with the Panthers? How to be how
many 3 years?
3 years. So you're there 3 years. You have all that success with Cam and that offense and all that jazz. And believe me, I'm glad he's on the Bills. I'm a fan of the way Benjamin plays. I mean, you know, he's a big, strong wide receiver. He's legit. But I'm not a fan of when guys leave somewhere and they have sour grapes and then they publicly bash, rip. Even just not just in sports, just in general, I think that's a bad look. You look like a hypocrite.
Well, you do. And here's the other issue with Kelvin Benjamin. If you're going to open up your mouth like that, then you can't tell me after the game yesterday I wasn't even trying to listen.
Well, yeah, he's just trying to defuse it. You know, I get you, but he's doing.
He could defuse it by saying, well, we're just having a conversation. We're moving on from it.
Business.
Or I'm moving
right,
on
right.
from it. But when he's telling you, well, I wasn't even listening to what Cam Newton had to say, I don't know. I think McDermott had it right. He had no. When Sean McDermott, the Bills head coach, said you shouldn't be doing this if you're Kelvin Benjamin, it does show you in poor taste if you're the Bills wide receiver, a former Panthers wide receiver. And if I'm Newton, I have every right to be ticked off.
Well, see, the thing is, though, Newton approached Benjamin, you know. So, I mean, Benjamin had no choice but to react verbally back to him. But Benjamin's the guy who started it by going public with this thing, which was stupid of him to do. You know, if he had a problem with Cam, no matter if his performance when he was the quarterback for Benjamin or when he was just in the locker room with him, whatever it was, handle that behind closed doors. I mean, that's what I said last week, early in the week. I should say about Aaron Rodgers calling out those wide receivers publicly on his team. I think that's a bad look. We had Tony Dungy here yesterday. He was saying the same thing. You can't do that publicly. There is that camaraderie, that brotherhood, that thing that you got to keep that private and keep it behind closed doors. And for Benjamin to go out publicly when he came to the Bills and left the Panthers, for him to do that was a dumb move for him to verbally say that stuff about you know, about what
well,
he said
to say
about
you're
Cam.
Inaccurate and basically called him stupid.
Yeah, I know. It's horrible. It's
lack football knowledge. So he called him stupid and inaccurate. And if I'm Cam Newton, I say, wait a second. Hold on a second.
Yeah, no, that's not cool.
I was the MVP of the league in 2016.
Yeah.
You've had other teammates of Cam Newton come to his defense saying, I mean, I know Greg Olsen, one of them, saying, you know, playing with Cam Newton's the best thing that's ever happened to his career.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a case of Taz where Kelvin Benjamin feels a little bit like the Panthers and Newton turned their back on him. But Kelvin Benjamin only has himself to blame. Not for the knee injury after his initial rookie year. That's not to blame on Kelvin Benjamin. But it's not like he kept himself in peak physical condition either when he was down there in Carolina.
Right. No, I know. And, you know, I just think, like, if... Look, it's great for us. It's great for us for us to talk about when athletes come forward and they say things like this or do things like this in the middle of the field or they jaw jack or a guy goes to the media or now with social media, obviously, for the past several, many years where it's just like guys have a platform to vent and you see it. And then, sure, guys like us with our job in the media, yeah, we're gonna that's what we're going to do. All listeners want to hear that. We're going to talk about that. As a former athlete, I'm just saying, I just think you got to keep things kind of.
Oh, I don't deny that.
I know.
I agree with you. I mean, I don't deny that in any way, shape, or form. I think it's unfortunate. I do.
Yeah.
And for whatever has rubbed Kelvin Benjamin the wrong way, clearly he did not express himself in the right style and fashion. And the other thing, if I'm Cam Newton, I'm getting tired of getting picked on. Because I feel like whether it be the Superman celebrations, with people I've had an issue with for quite some time, whether it be Kelvin Benjamin, whether it be the case when he was initially coming out of Auburn and people thought he was a little bit fraudulent, or the smile and there was something behind it. We know what transpired at Florida when he was no longer a Florida Gator, went to Auburn, you know, helps that team win a national championship, beating Oregon, you know, has been uber successful in Carolina as well. It seems like everybody can't wait to paint one of the big stars in the NFL, Taz, in a negative light. And I don't get it. I appreciate Cam Newton. I like watching him play.
I love him. I love him.
I think he's an unbelievable athlete for a man of his size and stature and power to play the position that he plays at. But, Taz, you know this. I mean, we both are huge NFL fans. Yeah. We cover it week in and week out. It seems like these type of stories, like Kelvin Benjamin taking shots at Cam Newton, seem to fire be thrown out there more often than not.
I know. It's crazy. And you're right about Cam Newton. This guy is, to your point, to the size he is, how he moves athletically, his ability to be successful, pressure guy. I loved him at Auburn. I mean, to me, the guy's the real deal. I got to say, though, he's got a lot of gimmicks. Now, some people might not know what I mean about that. If you watch him in this argument in the middle of the field, with this Bills-Panther game with Benjamin, towels. He's got towels on his head. He's got a little rag behind his back. He's got, like, knee tights on. He's got low socks, high socks. He looked like he had 5 pair of socks on. He's got tights. He's got shorts on. Yeah. He had more towels around his neck. He's got all sorts of, we call it wrestling, gimmicks. I respect that. He's got a lot of gimmicks. You ever notice that about him? He's always got stuff on.
Usually has the towel over his head on the bench.
Kind of a hack.
He had a hoodie on last night. He didn't have towel, but I get the point.
There were towels. He's always got towels.
He might have been holding a towel.
Yeah, he's always got a towel.
I'm looking at a picture of it now. He had a hoodie on, but yes, he did have a pair of, it looked like those compression pants on, and he's got the shorts on, and he's got a number of pairs of different... Yeah, fair.
Who has,
so you respect the gimmicks for Cam Newton.
A lot of gimmicks, yeah. He wears some crazy stuff during press conferences. He wears a lot of fedoras, like hats.
Well, he dresses like... Right, he has a lot of style.
Yeah, he's got some style. He don't wear cargo shorts, that's for sure. I'll tell you what, he ain't wearing shorts with pockets.
Russell Westbrook. He's like Russell Westbrook to the NBA.
Yeah, but at least he's wearing clothes. Westbrook goes out, he kind of looks like an adult film star.
Sometimes, we've said that before.
What's going on here with Russ?
Shirtless.
I love him, but he's like, put a shirt on.
Well, if you've got that body, you'd want to flaunt it.
I guess so. He's running around half-naked Jones.
And nobody's stopping him. So.
It's a sports jacket and, areolas. I mean, it's kind of weird.
Oh, there you go. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. So your reaction on everything that transpired, the criticism of Cam Newton, is it a little bit too much, especially the latest with Kelvin Benjamin? And if you're Kelvin Benjamin and you're going to make those kind of statements and you're going to say your former quarterback was inaccurate and lacks football knowledge, I'll tell you this. When Cam Newton approaches you, stand by exactly what you had to say. You want to make those statements. Then after the game, from my vantage point, I know he tried to bury the story, but I give Newton a lot of credit for going, and we both do, for going right up to Kelvin Benjamin before the start of that game during pregame warmups and really trying to air things out and say, "What the hell is wrong with you? Why are you thinking about me? You're a Buffalo Bill."
We could be talking about if Cam Newton didn't have discipline and poise, which he does.
Could have been a fight.
That's right. Cam Newton throwing a punch or a slap at him. You're talking smack, and next thing you know, he's throwing a punch at the guy.
Easily could have happened.
But that shows Cam Newton's a leader, and he is a leader, and he's a franchise guy for a reason. He kept his composure. He didn't do that. He didn't have a physical altercation. He verbally approached the guy, and he did the right thing.
855-212-4CBS. Want to hear from you. 855-212-4227. Coming up later on in the show, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time, 5:30 Pacific, we're going to be joined by Phil Savage, GM of the Alliance Phoenix. So there you go. He's going to join us. Former director of the Senior Bowl, executive with the Cleveland Browns. Still does Alabama. Well, he's Alabama top color analyst as well.
No, he is. And we've had Phil on before. He's great.
Yeah, he's great.
And also, if anybody, if you guys want to call the show, I mean, tell us, who do you think had a better night? Was it Baker Mayfield as far as the rookies? Or was it Barkley for the Giants? Who looks stronger in their debut in the NFL preseason. 855-212-4227. Give a call, Taz and Moose. Let us know.
CBS Sports Radio.
Get full color coverage of the NFL training camps here on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Taz and the Moose with you on this Friday morning. 855-212-4227. Your number to call to get involved. Bogus is in the building. Good morning, Andrew.
Guys, good morning. So Andrew Luck threw
the Duke
nine times in his first game since January 2017. Luck completed six of those passes for 64 yards. He missed all of last season with shoulder troubles. His Colts won in Seattle 19-17. Now, three Seahawks left the field for the national anthem. Four Jaguars, including defensive back Jalen Ramsey and running back Leonard Fournette, did the same thing. And Eagles safety Malcolm Jenkins resumed raising his right fist during the song. The NFL said in a statement last night, any team personnel on the field for the anthem expected to stand, but talks with the Players Association continue. Back on the field, Baker Mayfield made his preseason debut at 212 yards and two scores in the Browns' 20-10 win at the Giants. Saquon Barkley ran for 39 yards on his very first carry. Ben Roethlisberger, among the big-name QBs that skipped their team's openers, Landry Jones took advantage in Philly.
Landry wants to throw it down the field. There's a scrum.
Oh,
and picking it up and on his way with the football. That's Juju Smith-Schuster, and he's gone for the Pittsburgh Steelers touchdown. 62 yards.
Bill Hillgrove on Steelers radio. Joshua Dobbs also tossed a TD pass as Pittsburgh eventually beat the Eagles 31-14. Philly was without its top two quarterbacks, Carson Wentz and Nick Foles. Dez Bryant tweeting during last night's action, he'll begin visiting teams next week. Multiple tweets directed at the Browns. Before that game with the Giants, Cleveland GM John Dorsey told reporters he had called Bryant about a workout, but never got a call back. Tiger Woods fighting his way back to even par in round one of the PGA Championship yesterday in St. Louis. Tiger was plus three after two holes. He was minus three in the shirt department, changing three times during the round.
As you know, I sweat a lot and I lose a bunch of weight. And I have the hardest time during summer maintaining weight. No matter what I eat or no matter what I drink, I just can't maintain weight. So this heat's one of the issues that I have.
Mm. The key with this is tonic water. Okay. So, yes.
Tonic water.
Really? If you do a little mixture of water with some tonic water, like regular still water, like bottled water,
mm-hmm.
throw some tonic water in there, will help you and help you sweat a little less. Sweating's good, actually. Sweating's actually healthy for you, for an athlete. But it'll help you sweat a little less and also recover that, so you don't lock up and cramp up and stuff like that.
How does that work? How does it prevent you from sweating or sweating less?
Is there salt in there?
I don't know the chemistry behind it, but I just know that.
Okay.
Can you get the chem department on this, Mike?
We have a chem department. No, also the thing, too, is like, so when you.
Like a 50-50 split, half tonic, half regular.
That's the way I've done it. It worked for me.
But a little lime in there or no?
Gin? I'm making a freaking margarita here. I mean, so you're not doing a gin and tonic, but, you're not doing your grandfather's drink here, gin and tonic. No, but the thing is like the tonic water, from what I understand, and I've done this, like it, especially after the fact, like if you cramp up, obviously potassium, bananas and stuff like that, or like Gatorade has a lot of that stuff in it, and Powerade and all that jazz. Great brands, by the way. But the thing is, though, tonic water will help to recover with cramping and stuff. Now, it kind of tastes disgusting. We don't put gin in it.
Right.
But
gin's gross, too, so.
Yeah. So a little tonic water. All right. Yeah. There you go.
That's Friday. That's what we do here.
A little tonic.
Oh my God!
As we're ending, the musical.
We're
support.
Okay.
Well, that's what happens. Yeah. That's what happens. Yeah. It's a daily dollar Buffett short thing. Board operator. Yeah. That's what we call
it. So sweaty Tiger tees off just before 1 Mountain Time this afternoon. Overnight leader Gary Woodland starts round two at 8:01 a.m. Central. Yeah. Five birdies in the last eight holes for Woodland's 64. Ricky Fowler is one shot behind him. The Yankees hit five home runs, two of them from Neil Walker in a 7-3 home win over the Rangers. The Red Sox six-game winning streak ended in Toronto 8-5 and an 8-6 win for Seattle and Houston. The Pirates a 10-5 win in San Francisco, and the Dodgers beat the Rockies 8-5 and the A's sending a minor league pitcher to the Twins for veteran reliever Fernando
Rodney. One of the home runs the Yankees hit, Giancarlo Stanton, exit velocity over 121 miles an hour.
Oh, my God.
Hardest hit ball ever since StatCast started for Major League Baseball.
Dude, that's amazing.
121 miles an hour.
You know, it's
off the bat, an absolute rope of a home run to left field.
His physique, he's got a very unique, he's obviously in great shape. I mean, he's a muscular guy. I'm sure he looks great with a shirt off from a muscular perspective.
Never sweats either, so he must be
pounding
to your tonic water.
He's pounding in the locker room. But the thing is, though, he's got, it's kind of interesting. He's got very, it's going to sound weird when I say this, narrow hips, narrow waist. Okay, so when you have that narrowness to your hips, that's genetics. Okay, it's tough to, build up the bones in your body, right? So, it's tough to keep them narrow. Narrow hips usually brings a lot of quickness to an athlete. When you see an athlete, and that's, when you see an athlete with narrow hips, and again, that's genetic. But the thing with baseball players, you don't normally see that much. And if you watch him when he's at bat, you see the torque in his hips when he swings the bat. And as anybody knows, when you hit a baseball, the power doesn't come from your arms and shoulders. It comes from your hips and your glutes. It fires off your hamstrings and through your hands and your forearms and your wrist, obviously, and your hands. But a lot of that power is coming from the core of your body, which is the torque from the hip speed of his waist. You know what I mean? Like, he's got such a narrow hip, and his torque is amazing. When I watch him, I watch the middle of his body, and I watch how quick his hips are because they're narrow. Sounds crazy, but it's true.
No, I believe you. And he has the adjusted swing as well, which he made in the second half last year with the Miami Marlins. And he just hit, the bat speed that he has and able to generate is just remarkable. When he's able to, when a ball is basically in that zone for him to be able to crush it, he can hit it a country mile or hit it as hard as any baseball has ever been hit. Since StatCast started in Major League Baseball.
That's amazing.
So,
I didn't know
121
know
miles an hour, over a tad over. 121 miles an hour off of the bat last night.
Just
Stanton's home run at Yankee Stadium against the Texas Rangers in a 7-3 Yankee victory.
Just imagine, a lot of baseball players, well, most, when they train, they do something called soft toss, as you know. So just imagine you're in front of a small cage and you're doing soft toss to a guy like Stanton or a guy like Judge. How hard these guys hit the ball. And, obviously many times the ball's going to hit the cage you're behind. And it's got to be terrifying. I've done, when my son was younger and he was playing Little League, I've done soft toss with him and other kids on his team when I was coaching. And you get some kids hitting line drives, which aren't nowhere near the speed, they don't have the power or the bat speed a major leaguer does, obviously.
Right.
And it'll catch you off guard when you're behind that soft toss kid. Like, whoa, wow, watch that. Just imagine these pro pitching coaches or BP coaches, whoever they are, in the majors, when a guy like Stanton's hitting ropes at the freaking soft toss cage.
That's during batting practice, yeah.
Terrifying.
no doubt. Because when he gets a hold of it, it absolutely does go. So a little bit of baseball thrown into the mix and coming off the Yankee victory last night against the Texas Rangers. But one of the great storylines this year in the National Football League is going to be that of Shaquem Griffin with the Seattle Seahawks. One-handed linebacker, we know, Central Florida last year, a great player, great stud, collegiate player. They go undefeated. One of the faces of that program, and he goes through the scouting combine, impresses, ended up getting drafted by the Seattle Seahawks team that clearly in a little bit of a state of transition. Still the face of the team is Russell Wilson, but the Legion of Boom has got one member left, and that one member can't wait to get out. And their glory days of the Seattle Seahawks seem to be in the rearview mirror. With that being said, they've got a wonderful story in a rookie in Shaquem Griffin. And last night he made his preseason debut and had 6 solo tackles, 3 assisted, 9 tackles in total for the Seattle Seahawks. And looked like he was playing the position just like he did when he was playing for Central Florida.
He is just, I watched him play at Central Florida. He is just a joy to watch play the sport of football. This kid, obviously, one hand, okay, with his handicap, it don't matter because his drive, his motor, and when you watch him, that's what I think of, his motor. He had 4 tackles and 4 snaps in the first defensive drive. I mean, that's amazing. That's amazing. Like, he is just, they're going to have to figure out how to block this guy. He's something else. He is an amazing story. This is great for the NFL to have a player like this, a rookie like this. And I've seen video packages on him that they've done during the college football season last year, like ESPN's done and whatnot. He seems like a great kid. His brother also a great player, and it seems like they were raised the proper way. I mean, he's respectful. But Griffin is just I'm so happy that he played great yesterday. Just so happy for this kid, really.
Well, how about the first video or one of the first videos that trickle out of training camp where he steps in front and picks off a Russell Wilson pass steps in front of a slant pattern and is able to do that. And people question whether or not he could be able to do it in the National Football League. Now, we know it's not a regular season game, and we know it's practice, but still to play without one hand and be as productive as he is and flying all around the football field and making the tackles, it's an inspiration. I mean, that's really what it comes down to.
Amazing.
It's an inspiring story, a story of a guy overcoming a lot. To still play it, you're looking at the best of the best in terms of football players that this country produces year in and year out, elite level athletes, and to play, the position that he plays in with that kind of deficiency, Taz, and play at an extremely high level is really a testament to him. It's remarkable and should be pointed to whatever you might be facing in life. I know it's just sports. I get it. And there are a lot of other issues going on in life. But it shows you that you can overcome a lot. You really can. Because I think he's going to be a productive NFL player for the Seattle Seahawks.
I completely agree. He is, like I said, his motor, his drive, his desire. I mean, you could throw any adjective. You know, this kid's intestinal fortitude, and he's been told his whole life, you can't do this. You're not going to be able to do this. You can't handle it because he has one hand. You can't do this. No, you won't be able to do that. You won't be, and I don't know this kid from a hole in the wall, but he seems like the type of cat that you tell him he can't, and he will stick it in your face and prove you wrong time in and time out. This guy is the real deal, and the Seahawks got themselves a great player, and not only that, great character of a player.
855-212-4227. Redskins and Patriots played a preseason game up there in Foxborough. I want you to take a listen between a back and forth between Patriots head coach Bill Belichick and halftime interview on CBS4 last night, Boston. Take a listen.
Well, joining me now is Patriot head coach Bill Belichick. And, Coach, preseason football is not about winning or losing. But what did you hope to get out of the first half?
We need to do pretty much everything better, just not good enough in any area.
It's good to see good situational football scoring at the end of the half anyway.
Yeah, about 38 seconds of good football.
You had a lot to get going on.
All right.
Good luck in the second half, Coach.
Thank you.
All right.
There you go. That's it. And I guess he did give you a little bit of a wry smile during it as well.
He smirked at the end, yeah. He, that's his gimmick. He knows that. I mean, yes. Belichick, he knows his deal. That's his gimmick, man. But
not
he's great.
In any area.
That's how I feel about our show here, that we need to get better.
Yeah,
all
he
time
stole it. He took it right out of my mouth. He was about to say the same thing.
It's funny. I'm working with you long enough now, I'm starting to think like how you're thinking ahead of your thinking.
There you go. There you go. But speaking of the Patriots, the Patriots are about, they will add $5 million in performance-based incentives, to quarterback Tom Brady's contract this past weekend. He's scheduled to make $15 million this season, and the team added the incentives to bring him closer to the market. And that was according to Adam Schefter over the course of the weekend. So, I mean, you look at it, or is going to do it this weekend coming up. So you look at Tom Brady, about to make $15 million. That's coming his way. Going to get about $5 million. And you would imagine those are incentives that are not off the charts ridiculous for him to ascertain as long as he remains on the football field. So the Patriots rewarding their number 12 and one of the great quarterbacks the sport has ever seen.
They have to, right? You know, what are you going to do? I mean, he's the man. I mean, he's Tom Brady. He is the guy. I talked about it the other day. I was on vacation just up there in Massachusetts, and it's just like everywhere you turn, it's just his presence, his merchandise, his jerseys, everything, hats, it's everywhere. It's not even football season yet. I mean, everywhere I turned, it was just TB12 this, TB, I was sick of it. But you got to pay him. You got to pay him. He's the guy. You know, you sacrificed a lot. If you're Belichick, if you think about it, we talked about it a lot, and a lot of people have about Garoppolo being sent out there to San Fran. And, that's not exactly what it seems like Belichick did not want to happen, but it happened. That's what I mean about sacrifice. So you're putting all your eggs in that Tom Brady basket who, look, nobody could ever doubt the man's success, and you could never doubt him. And no matter how old he gets, stays in great shape, and you never know. He's clutch city, that guy, clutch city. So he could have a great year again this year. Father time has been good to him, but he trains his butt off and eats right, and he's focused. He's driven,
And Tom Brady, this weekend, he gets $5 million in incentives, right? And last weekend, you were away, Taz, but he got his big birthday cake. Last Friday,
what happened?
A week ago, he turned 41.
Oh, who
gave him a 900-pound cake.
What? He had a 900-pound cake? I didn't know the story.
Yeah.
Tell me, please.
Up in Foxborough.
Who gave him
a one and
team?
A two, the Patriots.
They gave him a 900-pound cake?
What a cutie.
Oh,
fed
it's a ginormous. Well, whoever wanted a piece, 900-pound cake, a huge one and a huge two to celebrate his 41st birthday.
Just a big 12 on it.
It's not a circular cake. It's actually the cake is a one and the cake is a two. So it's in two separate pieces.
Oh,
it's a one and then a two.
Oh, I see. So it's a one and a two makes 12.
Correct.
I see.
Correct.
It's two. It's called numerals. It's two numerals. I understand.
Yeah, two numbers, right.
I thought it was
one and a two.
Big ass 900-pound cake. But that's great. That's great. I'm
wonderful.
Happy. Right. Happy for them.
900 pounds.
I'm sure they'll keep winning. That's a lot of cake.
That is.
900 pounds. I mean, I know they got some big linemen on that team, but Jiminy Crickets. I mean, Vince Wolfolk's not there anymore, right?
They had security guarding the cake? They had fencing up. And the artist and the baker working on it. Tom Brady's birthday cake.
Or a limited police escort.
So last week, you get your rear end kissed, and they're singing happy birthday to you at practice, right? And you get a 900-pound cake, and... this weekend, you get $5 million extra for being Tom Brady.
It's Tom Brady, buddy. He's the man. He's every
and
day.
And you go home to Giselle. Life's not bad.
Every day's a holiday when you're Tom Brady.
Life has got to be so magical.
As a former Jet
it
fan,
really does.
I could tell you that. I mean,
what a cutie.
He is Tom Brady.
It's got to be amazing.
Oh, look, he's what are you going to say? I mean, the next guy to live that life is Jimmy Garoppolo.
Well, listen, I mean...
Let's be honest.
I got a pretty good life. I get to hang out with Taz, Bisseglia, and Bilotti every day.
Well, for 3 hours.
And Bogish, right.
And then nobody sees
15 hours a week.
Nobody talks to each other. No one sees each other. Nothing.
No.
After that. Once the clock ends...
Hear no evil, see no evil.
That's it. Thanks for coming. See you the next day.
It's 54:45.
That's it. There it is.
I'm out the door.
That's it.
We can have lunch.
What's that?
We can have lunch if you want.
You know, this show, we've never had a lunch together.
No.
We've never had a breakfast together.
I want to get home.
I'm with you. We've never had
I don't want to sit in more traffic. I'm trying to beat the rush out of up the West Side Highway to try and get home.
I'm trying to get our show extended another hour. I want to go to 10 a.m. Eastern.
Let
keep
DA
going.
Know that.
Tell him. I'll tell him to his face. I don't care. I don't sweat DA.
No, I'm not saying to sweat DA. Someone's got to let DA know.
I'm a little confrontational sometimes. Sorry. I like DA. I don't want to fight DA.
Well, you're going to take an hour of his show. You basically said your show's garbage.
Well, no, I didn't say that. We could push him back another hour. Give him another hour at the other end.
What about Rome?
Rome's in California. We don't worry.
Taking an hour away from Rome?
Yeah. The king.
Who likes to tell us good morning.
He sits in the... He told us good morning?
Oh, forget it. It's a joke.
Sorry, I didn't get the joke. I'm not in the cool radio loop.
You were in the room when the joke was told. It's not a big deal.
My bad. But the chair, you ever see Rome? He sits in a chair. He does. I saw his TV show once. He's got actually a cool gimmick he's got. He sits in King's chair, whatever King's chair is called. He's got a king crown. He's got a scepter.
Isn't that a commercial?
What?
That's a commercial.
It's called a promo. He's got a. It's called a promo. It's not a commercial.
Well, but that's not his show. His show chair is not the.
I know that.
It's not the king's chair.
I know it. It's a promo.
No, but you just said. Wait, hold on a second here. You're going to correct me. I'm going to correct you. You just said, have you watched his show? Did you see the chair he's sitting in?
I did say that.
Thank you.
I forgot I was sitting next to Mr. Perfection.
Wait, No. Hold on a second. It's a two-way street here.
Come on.
You're going to call me out yeah. and correct me,
yes.
Then I'm going to call you out and correct you. Don't knock me for correcting you. That's unfair.
Oh, because I'm kind of conversational guy.
No.
You know me.
No.
I say things.
Listen,
just...
we finally got out from underneath the Rocky chasing the chicken.
You were right on that. We got deluged with tweets
basically saying how badly you were wrong. We're finally out from underneath that story.
It's funny. I had even someone.
You're right. That's a promo. He's on a king's chair. He's the king.
You're right. He's not.
He's the king of radio.
He's the king of radio.
Right.
It's not his chair. He does the radio show.
Not the king of all media. That's Stern.
That's how it's Stern.
And unfortunately, he didn't make the Hall of Fame.
Everybody, right? Yeah, I know.
But Rome's great.
He is great.
No one's down now.
But I do think maybe we need more time. We need 4 hours. The hell with it. You give DA 4 hours too. Take an hour from Rome. Just take an hour from him. I could be the program director here in a heartbeat. Let me tell you something. You guys can laugh. If I was the PD, that's in tight terms for program director.
Yeah.
Pete the Body, you board operator. If I was the first guy I'm firing is you. Just because you laughed at me in national radio.
Have fun.
Oh, you're done.
Jazz of the Boost. We're rolling right along.
Firing everybody. Mm. Everybody's gone.
So basically it would be the Taz show.
I'm aggravated. Yes.
You'd fire everybody.
Taz show two. I already have one Taz show.
Right, but there would be 24 hours of Taz.
I wouldn't fire you,
and
Moose.
You'd mix Seth Nyman in.
And no vacation.
KFJ. No vacation. Right. We all work. Moose, I would not have you be the co-host.
Okay.
But I would have you work on a show because you years ago worked as a board operator. So I would need a board op because I'm firing Pete.
Yeah.
Taz. You wouldn't do it, bro.
No.
Good money, bro.
Go pound sand.
Oh, I'll give you good money. Don't say pound sand.
Yes. No, I'll pass on that.
I'll triple your pay.
No.
Quadruple.
No.
Oh, Pride Jones.
To be a board op? I didn't get this industry to be a board op.
Sorry, Pete, that Moose just said
how
that.
How about that? Taz, I'll become the program director. I'll triple your pay. You can clean the toilets. That's basically
triple my pay. That'd be a pretty high-paying job to clean the toilet bowl. I might consider that.
Come on, dude.
I got a price, bro. I'll sell my soul to the devil.
You would not.
I got
stop
no pride.
It. Don't be silly. 855-212-4CBS. We hear from Kawhi Leonard, sort of. We'll get into that next. Taz and the Moose with you. CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
So nice to have a little country music connect to our fan base throughout the Midwest, down south, out there in the West Coast, some of maybe up north, up in the Maine and Rhode Island and New Hampshire. Some of that's country. Backwoods up there to listen to country music, even though it's up in New England. Kind of odd, but it happens.
Yeah, it's always good to have a nice mix of music, right?
I don't know about a mix. You know, I like more of a theme, but I like hearing some country. It's better than that played out hip hop music we use. And I like hip hop, but not the played out stuff. So yeah, but I think it's. This is nice.
All right, you made your feelings felt known. All right. Letter submitted to the San Antonio Express News. How about current Raptors forward Kawhi Leonard? He thanked the Spurs organization, his former teammates, Coach Greg Popovich, and the team's fans, saying, quote unquote, I have been back and forth the last few weeks trying to figure out the right thing to say, and it comes down to two simple words. Thank you.
That's it. Next! All right, no. So, but see, that's. I mean, look at nothing. It's high road, right or wrong.
Yeah,
it's high road. Don't you think? I mean, Kawhi. It's high road.
Right. He said, "My family and I want to say thank you to the entire Spurs organization, the people, and the fans of San Antonio. Thank you to every one of my teammates I played with over my 7 years in the NBA. Thank you, Pop. I'll always be grateful for my growth under your guidance.
Wow.
Thank you to the fans. There's not a more passionate or dedicated fan base than what I've witnessed in San Antonio. Through all the ups and downs, I'm glad there were many more ups. I'll never forget what we have shared and accomplished together. While I'm looking forward to the next chapter of my career, I'll always remember the city and the people of San Antonio. Thank you, Kawhi Leonard." I'll say this. Why the hell did you leave?
Well,
I mean, honestly.
Yeah, I know.
You read that, and we all understand why he left. But you're sitting back, now you're a member of the Toronto Raptors. You're talking about how great the organization is, how unbelievable the fans are, how much you're thanking Greg Popovich, you thanked your teammates, you didn't go one by one, but still, you basically left Shangri-La.
I know, but here's the thing. And I get what you're saying, dude. I really do. But here's the thing. We were talking earlier about Kelvin.
That's a little
We were talking earlier about Kelvin Benjamin, right? And how he left the Panthers and that he ripped Cam. We got into this. And if you guys are just joining us now, you didn't hear that discussion, you could download the podcast later on, catch anything you missed, and do it at radio.com or Apple Podcasts. Taz and the Moose. Free podcast every day. So the thing is, I understand what you're saying with Kawhi. Maybe it's a little disingenuous, or maybe it's a little bit PC. But you know what? At least he took the high road. And, you know, he doesn't say much ever. We know that. He publicly doesn't speak, you know, really to anyone, which... But at least he took the high road. I know there's nothing juicy there. I agree with you, you know, at the end of the day. I mean, I get what you're saying. But...
What would just bother me? I as a Spurs fan, I would sit there and be bothered. Thank the fans. I get it. Popovich... Give me a little something about how it ended. I'm sorry it ended in the style and fashion in which it did. Mm. It does not take away the great memories that I had as a member of the San Antonio Spurs, how I grew as a young man into the player and the human being and the man that I am today, winning a champion. Give me a little something like that.
It sounds like someone wrote it for him, to be honest with you.
Well, and that's the problem,
Taz.
Like
somebody wrote
if it's
it,
going
right,
to come
right.
from the heart,
it's
there,
not genuine. Then. That's what you're saying.
Right. That's the issue I have.
I get you.
Me a little bit of a feel of how badly. I'm sorry it ended this way. I'm sorry. It's like because you're. It's almost a case of you're ending a relationship.
Mm.
Because the last thing you want to hear of a girl breaks up with you and she wants to say, and Taz, she wants to say to you, And we've all had bad breakups in our life. Thank you. You know, I just want to tell you, you know, I really care about you. You know, I'll always love you. I'd love to be friends with you. You've been unbelievable with me. And then you'd be like, well, wait a second. Why the hell are you breaking up with me then?
You know, some guys are bad breaker-uppers, though.
No, I get
some guys are.
No, I get it. But you know what I'm saying, Taz.
Yeah, I do know.
My point being is that it's like saying, and you're sitting there, well, if I'm so great then why are you leaving? Why are you going to greener pastures? And Kawhi Leonard's like, he's basically waxes poetic about San Antonio, telling how great the coach is, the organization,
Pop, your guidance.
His teammates,
I love your guidance.
The fans, the Pop. Guidance of Pop. I've grown. Then why are you a Raptor?
I hear you. Pop was the same guy who didn't think you were hurt, Kawhi, and he basically said it publicly. But you know what? Like I said, at least he's taking a high road. He was there 7 years. I'm sure he did have a lot of positive and good times, and fans are going to miss it. Him, and he's a great player, obviously. But I get your drift. I do. I just, you know, to me, at least he's going
the Spurs
out.
Spurs fan is reading that letter weeping.
Yeah.
Why? I still don't understand.
Well, LeBron, the way he left Cleveland.
Still got to explain to me why, Kawhi.
Like the way LeBron left, though, no one could say nothing because he did the right thing. He always was, you know what I mean? Like he was appreciated.
The second time, right.
The second time, saying yeah. This time here. So he's very much appreciated and... You know, and he should be. But yeah,
well, LeBron
met
with Magic. They basically discussed business ventures moving forward. He's like, listen, I'm a Laker. Cleveland, peace.
Take down that big-ass banner. I don't care.
I know.
The land.
We've got the three. That comes your way next. Taz and the Moose with you, CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.